One other thing we're looking at also is an artificial windbreak for psyllid. We have taken the idea from the CUPS project that Dr. Arnold Schumann has been working on. It's very similar to that, but the difference is we don't have a roof on it. So it's basically a 20-foot wall around grove that actually prevents psyllids from just flying straight in. There's been some studies that we've done that have shown that psyllids typically fly at the height of the citrus tree canopy at the top, and very few psyllids would fly, 20 feet in the air. Or 30 feet. So part of this project is a demonstration to show that if we used an artificial windbreak about 20 foot tall, can we reduce psyllid populations by 90% or better? And if doing so, that would help to reduce the insecticide cost and slow down the spread or the rate of spread of citrus greening disease in new plantings.
Have you seen some psyllid reductions behind the wall?
Yeah, so the early results that we were monitoring psyllid populations both inside and outside the wall, if you will, we saw about an 80% reduction in psyllid populations inside the wall compared to outside. And so that was fantastic. Now, we did have a period of time where we weren't controlling psyllid so well, and that was after the hurricane. Hurricane Irma blew down the west wall of this structure, and so we went for about 4 weeks where psyllids were moving in and out at will. And so we probably had a lot of psyllid spreading the pathogen inside that area during that time. But overall, it seems to be working fairly well. And it's something we're going to continue to evaluate and see if it's something that might be an option for growers.
What is the wall constructed of, and what's the cost per acre?
The wall is constructed of essentially telephone poles that are planted in the ground, sunk into the ground, held up by a guy wire system. And then the screen is insect-proof screen like you would use on a greenhouse or a cup structure. Over time, the cost is actually going to be less per year than insecticide application program. And it's really going to vary based on the amount of acreage that you're trying to protect. The larger the acreage, the amount per acre goes down, the cost goes down. So it's a size issue. The bigger the size, the cheaper the cost per acre becomes.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.